This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dami Im is no stranger to Hope Breakfast. Back in 2018, she became the inaugural member of the Hope Breakfast Best Friends Club, a moment of such honour that it slightly eclipsed the moment she was announced runner-up at Eurovision 2 years earlier. Dami is now back with a brand new single called Lonely Cactus, which means we get to hang out now over Zoom. Hello, Dami.
Hello.
Oh, it's so good to have you on the show again. Let's start with the elephant in the room. Lonely Cactus is the song about me on this breakfast show since my co-host Duncan left.
Oh, are you okay? Are you still, are you mending from the sadness?
I am. It was quite the breakup. And I know that breakup songs are only natural. No, I do miss him. He's in a better place.
Sounds like he's dead,
no,
yeah.
He's not dead.
But we still have you. And yeah, no, Lonely Cactus, unfortunately, wasn't specifically about you and your heartbreak with Duncan. But it could be. I wrote it as I'm a lonely cactus, right?
Oh, yeah.
I said, you know, it's about, you know, feeling lonely. I was in lockdown and being by myself or with Noah, and I'm just like, I want to socialize again and I need connection. But when things opened up and I was going to catch up with friends, I was like, I can't even be bothered. I want to be by myself. You know, I love being by myself and I've gotten so used to that. And eventually we changed the lyrics to You're a Lonely Cactus because it was just easier to write about someone else. And I could think of, you know, 3 or 4 people that I know in my life who are just like that. You know, those people that are like, oh, you know, let's catch up. We need to catch up. Like, oh, no one calls me. And then you call them and they're like, oh, I'm a bit busy. Oh, yeah, we could catch up. And then you actually catch up with them and they're not even really into it. Mm. Yeah, that kind of thing. So you could well be one of those people. I don't know.
Now, I think what's cool about this song is that, you know, you've explained what it's about, but it's also giving you a whole bunch of opportunities for different cactus-related promotional stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw you've done a cooking demonstration on how to cook cactus.
Yes. I found out you can eat cacti, and I decided to give it a try, and it didn't end too well. So
what was the dish exactly that you were making?
I don't know if it has a name. I just saw online on YouTube. I was doing lots of like research or just like typing in cactus and seeing what comes up, and I was like, oh, I wonder if you can cook cactus. And I saw people cooking cactus, like literally cutting up a piece of a cactus in the desert and cooking it on fire and eating it, right? And I thought, oh my gosh, that looks really yummy. And so I decided to get one, put olive oil on it, put some seasoning, and then put it in the oven. And then I cut it up and I tried it. But that's when I realized, oh no, I shouldn't have done this. Why did I sign up for this? Now I have to actually eat it. And I ended up gagging and spewing.
So not the best promo idea. But I imagine it would be very tough. Was it tough?
No, it wasn't tough. It was slimy. It was a bit sour. And it smelled like beans and like a weird herbal medicine. Smelt herbal medicine before.
Yeah,
it wasn't pleasant.
Okay, I'm keen to hear about your 2020, Dami, because you know, with the kind of entertainment world having to shut down and tours are cancelled, and you're kind of holed up in your place in Brisbane, which I guess wasn't hit too hard by COVID. How was it for you? Did you find it a hard year?
Everything got cancelled, you know, so like I had plans for the whole year and this year as well, and all of that just went, it just came crashing down. So it was, you know, it wasn't easy, but then, you know, if you look for the silver lining, like it gave me the chance to really think about what I wanted to do and what music I wanted to make rather than just rushing into the next project. You know, I really had a lot of time to just think about and like come up with this cactus song, do Paper Dragon. And, you know, it was just creatively, it was something that I needed, I guess, some time out.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Taylor Swift dropped two surprise albums across last year. When's the surprise Darmium album dropping?
Well, my surprise album is going to come out this year. It's not such a surprise. No, it's no secret that I've been working on this album, and I'm still working on it. It's going to come out this year sometime, so stay tuned. We'll chat again then.
Are they all the songs going to be either mythical creature or succulent themed?
I hope so. Like I don't know. I like coming up with songs with memorable titles. I'm just, I don't know. I like it when it's very tangible and it's something you just remember rather than something like abstract, like love and, you know, hope and hope's your, that's very tangible. You're right there. But, you know,
Hope Breakfast, that's the name of the show. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be my song title, but, you know, each to their own.
Each to their own, yeah, sure. There's an important question that I want to ask you about this this new season of music that you're making. You're now signed to ABC Music, which is pretty good, but does this mean you need to create music under tight editorial policies now? You work for the government?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, all right. Well, it sounds like you don't need to be across it.
Not at all. That made me think, though. I was like, does that affect me? I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. Well, as you know, when you're on Hope Breakfast, you got to play along with my schemes. And I actually have a cactus quiz for you right now. Look, I've even made little quiz cards.
Oh, wow.
I was going to draw cactuses on the back, but there's no green textures in the offices here. So you just have to go. So I'm going to test you on how much you know about cacti, Dami.
All right.
Are you ready to go?
All right, do it.
Question number one. Which cartoon series featured a cactus character named Togemon, an enormous creature that wears large red boxing gloves? Is the series A, Pokemon, B, Digimon, or C, Cactusmon?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it's Cactusmon. I don't know much about Digimon, so I'm going to go with Pokemon.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
No, it's actually Digimon. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it obviously was created as a complete ripoff of Pokemon and didn't last to, you know, into the memory of what now. Okay, go to question number two. In the 1944 Disney animation, The Three Caballeros, Donald Duck is stopped from doing what by a horde of cacti? Is it A, eating chips and salsa, B, fishing, or C, wooing a senorita?
Where do you get these questions from?
I Googled cactus in pop culture, and this is what I got.
Okay.
So what do the horde of cacti stop Donald Duck doing?
I'm going to go with wooing senorita.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Well done. All right. Here we go. The third and final question for you, Darmium. Let's see if we can get two out of three. With over 2 million YouTube views, is the kids' song Don't What a Cactus? Is it A, hug, B, lick, or C, eat?
Oh, I guess. I mean, no one eats a cactus, right?
Well, you did.
No one licks a cactus. Like, why would you? So I'm going to go with don't hug a cactus.
That is correct. Hooray. You passed the cactus quiz.
Do I win $1 million?
You don't. There is not that kind of budget around these parts, Dami. I'm sorry. But I do have one final thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I brought my own lonely cactus in.
That's so cute.
I brought in a lonely cactus for those who are listening to the audio. No. I asked my wife, so my wife is mad for succulents, and this is hers, and I said, do you mind if I take it into work? I had to strap it in the seatbelt in the passenger seat today to get it into work, and she said, look, if it falls over, there's plenty in the backyard, and I'm like, no, it needs to be a lonely cactus.
That's beautiful.
Getting a little bit gardening Australia, Dami, do you have any cactus care tips that you've learned in the making of this song?
I'm an expert cacti expert now since like a month ago. It's hard to kill them, okay? So you water them, but not too much. You don't have to, just don't overwater them. Put them in the sun, but it doesn't mean they have to like sizzle in the sun. Like you think desert, it's sun all day. No, it's not. They still have, they grow on cliff sides and bits where they get some shade. So don't just stereotype them and think they want sun 24 hours. That's my tip. And you should give him a name, I reckon.
Can I call it Dami?
Sure. I was going to suggest Duncan, but, you know, Dami's better, I guess.
This is the one, the friend who stuck around. Dami the cactus.
Yes, that's true. All right.
And I'm going to sit this in my backyard and it's forever going to be Dami the cactus, my lonely cactus.
That's my godchild cactus.
It is. And next time you come visit, you can sign the, I don't know, it's pot. I don't know. Hopefully I'll keep it alive till then.
Yeah, that's actually very good looking, cute little three-piece cacti.
As always, it is such a pleasure to have you on. Best friend of the show. Yeah. Dami M, love the new song, Lonely Cactus. Thanks for talking cacti and all things music with me on Hope Breakfast.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.